Christmas is a time for parties and presents and warm fires and warm friends, warm families. And that still isn't the best part. Stay tuned.
This is the Back to God Hour, and I'm David Fettes. There are many wonderful things about Christmas, things that give almost all of us a special feeling this time of year. But the best part of Christmas is Christ Himself. In the birth of Jesus, God became one of us. What happened on Christmas is so amazing that many poets and musicians have been moved to sing about it. Jesus' birth has inspired some wonderful songs, and in the next half hour, we're going to hear some of them. As we listen, I pray that we'll sense the wonder of Christmas and get to know Jesus better. Jesus' birth makes Christmas a time of joy. When the Old Testament prophet Isaiah looked ahead to the coming of the Savior, he said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. You will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy." Years later, an angel of the Lord announced Jesus' birth by saying, "I bring you good news of great joy. Joy to the world. The Lord has come." Jesus came to bring us joy, to show us the wonders of God's love, and to move us to adore the God of glory and love. And where did the Lord choose to make his first appearance? It wasn't in one of the world's great cities. It was just a little town. But it was the hometown of Israel's greatest king, King David, and it had a very special name, Bethlehem. Bethlehem is a Hebrew name that literally means house of bread. The baby born there later said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry." As the bread of life for starving sinners, it was fitting for Jesus to be born in the house of bread, the little town of Bethlehem.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of
The little town of Bethlehem was overcrowded the night Jesus was born, and so the everlasting light of the world made his first appearance in a stable. There, amid the rustling of straw and the smell of animals, the Son of God emerged from the womb of a young Jewish woman into the strong, rough hands of Joseph the carpenter. After the baby had been wiped clean, Mother Mary took the child and wrapped him in strips of cloth. What a shocking way for God the Son to make his first appearance in our world. If it had been up to us how God would come to earth, we would have picked a splendid palace and a great show of power. But that's not what Jesus did. As the Bible puts it, being in very nature God, he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. He became a man.
If I had been the one to send the Savior to the earth, I'd given him a palace and arranged a noble birth. All the world would recognize he was divine. There'd be no greater king that you could find. He would have been surrounded by some influential friends. I'd given him prestige and wealth adored by every man. He would use his power to show them he was God and bring justice to the nations with his law. But he became a man like me, laid aside his deity to feel my every need. And all the hurts I ever knew, Jesus Christ went through to live his life through me. In the silence of the night, a little baby came. No one then could ever know. The world would never be the same. Born amidst the straw and dung of a lowly cattle stall, not hailed by kings, but worshipped by a shepherd's simple song. A fragile little babe of destiny would be the greatest power the world would see. But he the hurts I ever knew, life through me.
God became a man. The eternal divine word became flesh. Jesus identifies with us. Scripture says, since God's children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity. He had to be made like his brothers in every way. He can sympathize with our weaknesses and has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Jesus is one of us. He came to earth humbly, and instead of using raw power to destroy us, he used truth and love and sacrifice to win his world back to himself. He humbled himself when he entered the manger in Bethlehem, and he would humble himself still further in going to his death on a cross as he paid the debt of sin for us. Once his work on earth was completed, Jesus would rise from the dead and be exalted to the highest place in heaven. And so today we praise him as the humble baby in the manger, and also as the Almighty King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
And the glory of the Lord shall be. Unto us a son is given, unto us a son is given,
and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Christmas, our minds turn in a special way to Jesus as a baby, but even as we think of the infant in the manger, we must remember who he was and is and always will be, the eternal Son of God. And so, although Christmas joy involves smiles and laughter, it also involves deep reverence. Like the wise men from the East, we fall before the manger and worship. We adore you, O Holy Child, incarnate Son of the Father. Christmas, we bow in quiet reverence and adoration before the mystery of God in human flesh. And then, as we meditate and pray in quiet reverence, a light blazes forth and voices ring out, and we are caught up in the exciting, resounding chorus of the angels of heaven. Glory to God in the highest. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Gloria, Gloria.
I can't quite decide which Christmas songs I love more. The loud, enthusiastic ones that ring with praise of God and resound with the joy that Jesus brings, or the quiet, meditative songs that express reverence at the mystery of God incarnate and bring a sense of the peace that Jesus gives us. Which is better, to hear bells and trumpets, or to sit in holy silence and gaze into the flame of a candle? I can't decide, and I don't have to decide. Christmas means joy and peace, reveling and reverence, celebration and meditation. The coming of Jesus inspires all of that and much more in those of us who believe in him and love him. Let's listen now to one of the most beautiful and best-loved songs of Christmas. As you listen, open your heart to the reality of Jesus, to his holiness, his peace, his brightness, and his love. Jesus, Lord, at your birth we praise you, the divine word become flesh, the bread of life who satisfies our hunger, the light of the world who shines through our darkness. Father in heaven, we praise you for loving the world so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. We praise you, Holy Spirit, for bringing Jesus into the womb of the Virgin and into the stable of Bethlehem, and for bringing Jesus into the hearts of your people. Dear Jesus, use the words and music we've just heard to help us honor and worship you and to rejoice in your love. Help all of us who trust you to know you better and better. And for those who don't know you at all, who haven't accepted you as Lord and Savior, move them to put their faith in you. Lord God, as we celebrate the peace and joy and goodwill that seem to come as a side effect of this special time, help us to encounter the living Christ and to experience His life in us, the life that lasts forever. Through Jesus our Lord we pray. Amen.
This has been a special Christmas edition of the Back to God Hour with David Fettes. If you'd like your own cassette of today's program, we're offering it to you free of charge as our Christmas gift to you. Just write us and ask for the cassette called Joy and Peace. Our address is the Back to God Hour, Box 557755, Chicago, Illinois, 60655. That's the Back to God Hour, Box 557755, Chicago, Illinois, 60655. Ask for the free cassette called Joy and Peace. The music on today's program was produced by Sparrow Music and included London's National Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir, the Fetke Singers, Ken Pennell, and Steve Green. Get your free cassette of today's program, Joy and Peace, by simply asking for it. This is the Back to God Hour, Box 557755, Chicago, Illinois, 60655.